That sound, and welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is October the 10th in the year of the Lord, 2023. Yeah, well, you know, somehow all this, I guess you've heard about the attack on Israel from the Hamas. And that's like top of the news. And I just watched some stuff on Spectrum News about, that I think Biden is supposed to make some kind of speech about that. And they also talked about Trump making a short statement about that, not dwelling on it, but basically saying had he been in office, that wouldn't have happened, and that Biden is weak and has allowed that kind of thing to happen. Or I just have a whole, I listen to at least, I've been busy on other things, but I've been listening to the news for the last 30 minutes or 45 minutes about nothing but Israel and this Hamas attack. But, you know, they're talking about how that affects the global thing. And if anybody, what are people going to, was this going to spread to a wider thing or around the world? And is it, or how is this going to affect Saudi Arabia and all this kind of stuff? And, you know, I had to ask my wife at lunch, you know, did you ever hear about why this happened? I mean, what are these guys are just sitting around, you know, they go, hell, I think let's just shoot some rockets over there into Israel. Are we that stupid? I mean, was it, I don't get that. They call them, of course, terrorists. Well, you know, again, I would like to apply some principles is what I'm driving at. Has anybody ever heard of applying a principle to something? Yeah, well, you know, you can watch television your whole life, and you'd be lucky if you'd learn two or three principles off of it. They probably wouldn't be right. So anyway, I'm gonna bring up some principles here. I wrote a paper a long time ago, and it ties in real good with this event. And in fact, it ties in real good with my talk the last couple of times on my show about premillennialism, a Christian heresy that's taken over most of the Western Christianity. And it's really, had it remained true, had it kept the works of Christ instead of ignoring and abandoning them, and in fact even saying they haven't occurred, that his work was not effective, then we wouldn't be in this situation. There wouldn't be that. There wouldn't. In fact, the state of Israel would likely not even exist. Well, the name of this paper that I wrote a few years back, I don't know if I ever put the date on it. I don't think I did. It's the title of it is Rights of Israel. And the very first thing is this title. I have some dark headlines here, and I bring up some principles. We kind of basically start with history. But it's why the modern state, I put this in quotes, state of Israel, unquote, has no right to exist or defend itself. You know, you've heard millions of times, the right of Israel to defend itself. Well, I just when you apply the principles of property that regulate every lawful nation in the cosmos regarding every issue of its lawful creation, means of support, limits of authority, and means of dissolution, or the terms of dissolution. When you apply those principles of property, you will find that the state of Israel does not have a right to exist. The second title I have here is History of the Creation of the Modern State of Israel. And I got some interesting things on that. I'm not going to get into this whole paper, but I'm going to bring out some of these things. And then ongoing things that Israel has done to remain strong in the Middle East, like the creation of these, like 9/11, the kind of a false flag. You blame it on the wrong people, and everybody wants to go kill Muslims in the Middle East. In fact, Facebook, even some of my friends on Facebook, I mean, it wasn't 30 minutes after the Hamas attack, and it's memes everywhere. Let's go kill the Muslims. It's about time we take care of them once and for all. I mean, this knee-jerk stuff, and you know, my friends are pretty savvy about other things, you know, that happen domestically. But if it deals with some kind of foreign things or Israel, boy, it's like a knee-jerk reaction. No thought to it at all, no consideration. It's just Muslims are bad, let's go kill them. Well, all of that basically comes from this 9/11, most of it from the 9/11 stuff. And, of course, that was, we know what a sham that was from get-go. Well, this next dark heading I have here is that the state of Israel was created by unlawful means. Okay, now these are the things I want to get into. I'm gonna start at this one. I'm gonna basically cut this into two parts. The first part is the principles that apply to Israel. They're the principles of property that apply to every nation on Earth, or in the cosmos, for that matter. I don't care if you're from Venus or Mars, wherever it is. These things are still gonna apply. And then after that, and if there's any time for that, in the show today. If not, we'll cover it the next time. We'll get into this premillennialism, which is this is the strength of Israel. The strength of Israel is in the perverted Christian church. It's perverted doctrines. Because let's face it, there's probably a lot more Christians in the world than there are Jews or people that call themselves Jews. Because in essence, Christians are the only real Jews there are, and people that call themselves Jews are liars. Now, that's New Testament theology, and I can prove that. But let's start with the principles of property that regulate every lawful government on earth. First, we start with the state of Israel was created by unlawful means. The modern so-called state of Israel, which is called the Jewish homeland, is not lawful and never will be lawful, as it is not constructed as the United States was by consent of the governed or the inhabitant. It was created by others living in other places and imposed upon the majority of the people, 67% or more being Palestinians. Remember, those words from our Declaration of Independence, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." Well, if 67% of the population in 1947 was 67% of them were Palestinians, there was no consent of the governed, period. Okay? So when 67% of the population are against changing of their land from their own Palestine to the homeland for the Jews, There can be no consent of the governed. The so-called state of Israel is nothing more than an unlawful United Nations bureaucratic conquest of Palestine. Okay, moving along. So now it's not created by lawful means. We'll find out it was not created for a lawful purpose. The purpose of Israel is unlawful. The Christian principles of property under development over the last 2,000 years and promulgated by John Locke in his Second Treatise of Government, published in 1689, shows that the sole purpose of all lawful government is the protection of the property of the people consisting of their life, liberty, and possessions. This principle was made, and much as possible at the time, the foundation of American state and federal constitutions. But we know that the nation created for the homeland of the Jews or any other particular race or religion is discriminatory on its face. We in America do not have a homeland for Christians, even though the principles that created it came out of Christianity. And most of the people at the time America was created were Christian. No, our purpose was to create a land where all people would be safe from tyranny and oppression, and where our lives and liberties and possessions would be safe and protected. Okay, so what do we have so far? Israel was created by an unlawful means. Israel was created for an unlawful purpose. Well, it's not looking very good, is it? Okay, now the third one is, the state of Israel operates in an unlawful manner. We see that the property of the displaced Palestinian is taken at will by military bulldozers and tanks with blades on the front, crushing and smashing their homes in order to make way for the expansion of Israeli settlements. This is an unlawful purpose, as the government does not treat all men as created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights consisting of life, liberty, and possessions in the pursuit of happiness. The government takes from some men and gives to others, based upon their race and religious preference. All right, the Palestinians unlawfully are moved, killed, injured, and their property destroyed in their own land. The Palestinians have no state at all anywhere, and the Jews have control. Oh, and when I say Jews, let me just say, whenever you hear the word Jews out of my mouth related to this document, these are people that call themselves Jews but reject the King of the Jews, Christ Jesus of Nazareth. That means they are liars. If I said liars, you wouldn't know who I'm talking about. But that's what the proper term for them is. Okay, the Jews also control all of the Middle East by dragging the United States of America into Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Syria, and Libya under the false pretense that there is a global Muslim jihad against America, as evidenced by the so-called terror attacks of 9/11/01. This was not a terror attack, but an old-fashioned tyranny attack committed by those in our own overthrown government against the people of America in order to use the American citizen as cannon fodder against the people of the Middle East, innocent of the crimes they have been accused of. All right, what do we got here? Now, the state of Israel has no right based upon the claim of, quote, once occupied. Okay, this is a principle of property that has been also written in John Locke's material. Abandonment is one of the ways a nation can be dissolved forever, wherein the people of that nation never have a valid claim to it again. When a people abandon a government over the land they inhabit, or worse, once occupied, they can never reestablish it unless they were pushed off unlawfully by the present occupier. The dispersed never obtain a right based merely upon the idea that they once lived there and controlled it. Those who were dispersed cannot return and push the inhabitants off unless the present inhabitants unlawfully remove the dispersed. The present inhabitants always have a right to it and a right to control it and its laws. Abandonment and its want of right and authority is also discussed in the Christian Principles of Property contained in John Locke's Second Treatise of Government, recognized by our American forefathers and founders. Okay, so the Palestinians were not unlawful conquerors. In other words, they did not take Israel or take it from the Jewish people, these people that call themselves Jews by blood. And so they cannot be pushed, they cannot be driven out of the land for the Jews. And the UN can't do it. Angels can't do it. Liars can't do it. That is unlawful. Now, the difference with the Palestinian situation is that they have been unlawfully pushed off their property. The Jews, those who call themselves Jews but deny the King of the Jews, in other words, the liars, the UN and the liars cannot take Palestinian property, any of it. Israel has no right to that place, and it should not be named Israel, because Palestinians were not unlawful conquerors over these people that call themselves Jews, nor did they push them out. So there is no, there was another whole history to what happened there. So the Palestinians have the superior right over the places called Israel today. And they have at all times from now on, or from the time they were pushed off and their nation renamed, they have forever a right to battle against the people that call themselves Jews but deny the King of the Jews from Nazareth and who are liars. Now, that's just the principles, folks. I mean, I'm just, you know, I feel like it's time to hear some principles about the Middle East. You're not going to hear ABC and NBC and Spectrum, and you're not going to hear the mass media cartel, basically owned and operated by the people that call themselves Jews and are not and are liars. You're not going to hear that from there. In fact, do we ever get to hear Hamas news? You get to hear Palestinian news organization. You get to hear any news other than the mass media cartel, which is all basically controlled by the liars. No, well, here's the next bold title. No biblical foundation currently in effect for the state of Israel. Well, that's the next one. So what have we covered so far? Well, we found out that Israel was created by an unlawful means. It was created for an unlawful purpose. It operates in an unlawful manner. And it has no right to the claim of that they own it, because they once upon a time were in the area and controlled it. Not good enough. Doesn't work. Okay. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Man, that sounds pretty good. Man, I'm getting, that's what you need after all this tension going on out here, you know. Anyway, welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And we've been talking about the state of Israel and whether or not it has a right to exist and defend itself. And I have shown by the principles of property that regulate every lawful government on earth and in the cosmos that it does not. It was not created by lawful means. It was not created for a lawful purpose. And it does not operate in a lawful manner. And it has no means of saying it has a superior right to the area. Now, that was under occupancy. They claim they once occupied it, so it's theirs. Well, that's not how that works, and I've showed that. Next thing I want to show here is that there's no biblical foundation currently in effect for the state of Israel. The whole power of Israel is not in Israel or in political maneuvers of super wealthy bankers or in its military or the military alliances, but in Christians that are deceived about the meaning and validity of the modern state of Israel. The Jews, via their influence over some Christian theologians, have neutralized the Christians by perverting their theology into thinking that the present so-called state of Israel is the city of God or the saints mentioned in Revelation. These premillennial Christians also erroneously believe that the rise of the state of Israel was the result of God's proclamation that the subject land would be the property of the Jews forever and that God would bring the scattered Jews together in their homeland. And I'm going to read the scripture they get that from. It's Samuel 7, 2 Samuel 7:10. Quote, "Moreover, I appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more, neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time." All right, unquote. Well, what is this dwelling place of their own from which they will never move? Is it not the kingdom of heaven? The doorway to which Christ has opened for them in his death, resurrection, and ascension? Yes, folks, it was Christ that was sent to the Jews to give them, to hand them the kingdom of heaven, to open the door for them that they can walk through and sit down in the kingdom of heaven right now. And I'll read the scripture for that. That's in the New Testament, Hebrews 12:28. Quote, "Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear," unquote. You see, the kingdom is here. See, this is the problem with the millennialists, premillennialists. They don't believe the kingdom is even here. So they've gone back and reconstructed all that Old Testament stuff, because they deny the works of Christ in his death, resurrection, and ascension. We really can't call this Christianity anymore. And I've said that before, I think in the last program. If we not only have people that call themselves Jews and are not and are liars, we have Christians that call themselves Christians and are not and are liars. They reject the main principles of Christ Jesus and what he did, what his operation, his works. His works are not changing water into wine or raising a Lazarus or walking on water. His works was the creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth and opening the door that no man can close through his three works, death, resurrection, and ascension. Those are the works. And modern Christianity has rejected those works and the effect of those works. No wonder we are in a hell of a predicament and a real problem. Well, anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You there? Am I live? I'm live. Okay, the music cut off. All right. excuse me. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. And we was talking about the rights of Israel, if they have any, and I've shown that they do not. And, you know, I'm not a Palestinian. I'm not an Arab. I'm not I am Jewish. By the only way you can become Jewish, by circumcision of the heart, without hands. Or, in fact, you might say it was made with hands. It was made by the hands and feet in the blood of Christ Jesus on the cross. And this is circumcision of the heart. And it is by participating in the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ Jesus. Now, that's the only way you can become a Jew. That's right. I mean, that's the only way you can become a descendant of Abraham. It was all based on faith. And that you just can't be a Jew by being born a Jew through the bloodline. You have to be born again through the death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. So all these people throwing around this term Jew, homeland of the Jews, that's nonsense. That's all bull. And the modern church has bought this bull against their own person they claim to worship, to follow. I mean, it's just dreadful. I can't believe it has even existed. But that too was foretold, that the church before Christ would return, the church would fall away. Well, I'm telling you, the time is ripe for the return of Christ, because the church has fallen away. And I mean a long way. It doesn't believe the kingdom of God has been established. They think that's all in the future when Christ returns. Well, I've shown when Christ returns, man, that's judgment day. For the unredeemed, the return of Christ is like fire falling from heaven, taking vengeance upon them that know not God. That's the return. That's the second coming, not the establishment of a kingdom, a civil kingdom on earth where Christ in his glorified body is going to rule the unredeemed, unregenerated world. That thing doesn't exist, and never will exist, and that's what premillennial Christians are saying, and they are dead wrong. And that error in theology is what has caused this upheaval in the world, the allowance of these people that call themselves Jews and are not, to trample other people in their, by claiming some kind of biblical right, Old Testament biblical right. I'm sorry, that doesn't exist. It's time to wake up and stand up for Jesus, not for Moses, and not for Old Testament dissolve Judaism. That stuff is gone, bye-bye. The kingdom is here, and they can, and let me tell you, these liars that call themselves Jews and are not can get into the kingdom too, and we should be praying for them. I do pray for them. I don't want to see those people end up going to hell. I don't want to see them acting like they're acting. I want them to repent. I want them to quit pushing everybody in the world around, and believe me, they push us around too. They keep our borders open, and that's causing real trauma in America. I mean, this stuff is unlawful. They are known for unlawful corruption everywhere they're working. These people need to repent. Stop doing that. Get into the kingdom of heaven. You keep talking about a kingdom, it's here, get in it. See Jesus, go through the door, participate in the death and resurrection and ascension. Become humble, admit that you have sinned, that you're doing the wrong thing. We're sinners. Admit it and be forgiven of it. Be free from it. Live weightlessly. And live eternally, forever, in the galaxies, that place y'all talk about all the time. Carl Sagan and all the boys, all Jewish, all liars, and all talk about, you know, the future in space. Well, I got news for you. Unless you're in Christ upon his return, you ain't going to be traveling no galaxies and any contraptions. That'll be it. That's over. You ain't traveling anywhere. You're in a black box from now on. You don't want that. I don't want that either. I don't want you to be bombing people and taking people's property and pushing them around and telling them what the world's going to be, what we can do and what we can't, if we can barbecue, I'm sick of it. Just get in the kingdom, man. Quit pushing everybody around. Well, anyway, I've run that rant. I'm glad we have some callers. Don from Arizona, how you doing?
Hello, Ron. Hello, Ron. Is this the Search for Lawful Government radio show?
Yes, it is.
Well, good luck trying to find some lawful government in your search. Good luck with that, especially if you're looking in Israel. I think that'd be the last place to look for government.
That's what I've been showing. I ain't got no lawful government over there.
Well, it's messed up. I mean, England, supposedly England had owned the, I don't know how a country owns, they had it as a colony, Palestine. And they said, okay, the Zionists can have it and go there and establish the but how can they say that? I mean, you know, and then there are already people living there. They had houses, they had farms, they had, you know, they lived there, well, the Palestinians.
Yeah. Well, you're
and
right.
And then once the Israelis got there, and they immediately started killing, trying to kill off the, they considered them animal. They even said that the other day. They said that Palestinians are just animals.
Well, yeah. In fact, anybody that's not Jewish, they consider goyim like cattle.
They're animals.
And
they don't believe it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you go ahead.
These guys, these Palestinians are in an open air prison. They've been there for a long time. They're so this is like a prison break when they broke out of there somehow. I guess I've heard that maybe they hacked. Israel had some kind of AI surveillance system or something, and somebody hacked it. That's what I've heard. I don't know how it happened, but supposedly anyway. But when you corner a rat, the rat's going to attack you. And these people, in, there's 2.5 million people there in 15 mile-long stretch.
Yeah.
It's one of the most crowded, and they're just prisoners. They've been prisoners. So what do you think they're going to do? And they get shot. Israel's been shooting them. They talk about, they lost a few people here. Oh, that's really terrible,
right.
Because they think they're real people. The Palestinians are not people. They can kill a million of them if they want. That's what they're trying to do now, is kill all of them. It's basically a siege, which is a war crime. You can't cut off food to civilian population. That's a war crime. But America backs up Israel every time in the damn United Nations. So, I mean, they feel they can do whatever they want. Something's going to give. Eventually, because the whole world is not on America's side anymore. America can't, and that's what Israel's counting on. Well, they can do anything they want because they got America under the thumb, under or paying in their hip pocket, which they do. They own all the congressmen, so forth, and
well,
the presidents.
Well, you're right, Don, and they control our economy because they control the monetary flow in the nation, and they do that in Britain too. So. Israel is really the capital of the Western society because it runs. Israel wouldn't exist if it hadn't been for American and England, and American and English Christianity had to fall away before Israel could rise like that, because true Christianity would not have even permitted that. They would not have permitted that to happen. Because they would have known that whole stunt was unlawful. It was done for an unlawful purpose. And they would not have stood for it. But since we lost control of our own country, and these liars control America through the monetary system, they cut our economy off. They cut our essentially our water, our economy water, which is the money. And they do that in England too. They own it, and so we're simply a military arm of Israel, and so is England. But that could only come about through the fall of Christianity, or the fall of true Christianity, and that's what it's produced. That's some of the ugly fruit of heresy in Christianity.
Well, I don't buy this thing. A lot of people feel if you're an American, you have to stand with Israel. No, that's not true at all. I don't have to stand with Israel. I mean, I like Jews that I meet here in America. I like Israelis. I've met some as individuals. They're okay. There's nothing wrong with them. They're people like everybody else. There's nothing wrong with them. But the government that's been running Israel, especially lately, they're insane. I mean, they're Netanyahu, whatever his name is. they want to now. Right now, they're trying to kill all. I guess everybody there, you know. And the Israeli soldiers will not fight anymore. Notice that what they got is they're bombing the hell out of this totally indefensible you know, people with no air defense or nothing. They're just bombing all the apartment buildings, killing, they're terrorizing everybody that lives there, which is 2.5 million people. Half of them are kids, you know. And Israel's been doing that for, this is nothing new. They bombed it. They killed. They take pot shots. Israel, the Palestinians tried. They were going to try a non-violence. They tried that because people said try be like Gandhi. So they tried non-violent. They had a march, a non-violent march, and Israel started shooting them. They started shooting with snipers. Below the kneecaps.
Well, what it means is that people without Christ, including people that call themselves Jews but deny Christ Jesus as King, they're barbarians, actually. I mean, they'll do anything. They're not restrained by any kind of moral compass that way. It's just them, their tribe, and that's it. And they have a license to kill, and that's essentially what premillennialism in Christianity does. It gives people that call themselves Jews by blood a license to kill. That's all it is, and that's inhumane. That's un-Christian. That's immoral, and it's unprincipled. There's not any principles to back any of that up. It's just power. It's brute power. It's what all this has come down to. It's not. It's just the pirate's sword is stronger. And but anyway, thanks, Don, for calling. I got another couple of callers, so we're gonna take them. So thanks for calling, Don. Appreciate it.
Bye bye.
Nancy from California, you're up next.
You are so right. I agree 100% with everything you're saying.
Well, thank you, Nancy. Appreciate that.
Have you ever heard of the Schofield Bible deception?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever looked into the Schofield Bible deception?
The Bible defection?
No, no. It's called the Schofield, S-C-O-S-I-E-L-D, Schofield Bible deception.
I'm familiar with the Schofield Bible. I've not read it. I've heard a lot of people talk about it. Of course, Schofield was a premillennialist. I'm sure he altered there's a lot of people that have altered the Bible to make it do what they want to do. I think that's Schofield's program. Yeah,
exactly. And so if you want to know more about that whole process and why he did that, and who was behind it, just Google Schofield Bible deception.
Oh, yeah, Schofield Bible deception. Okay, I'll do
okay.
that. Okay? Yeah.
All right. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Nance. You bet.
You're Same welcome. Bye-bye.
You. All right, bye-bye. All right, Tim from New York, you're up next.
Hello. Hi. Just regarding this last call about the Schofield Bible deception. So I'm Jewish, okay? We have in the synagogues, we have the Torah scroll, and this is directly from when it was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. And if there's one letter off, it has to either be corrected, if it's allowable in that part to be corrected, or put into a honorable burial. So what we have here is the original thing passed down since the time of Mount Sinai. But I want to get away from that and talk about what you were saying before about, let me put it this way. I was sending people some emails about, how would I say this? About the prophet, the false prophet of Islam, who they don't deify him. They just consider him a prophet. And the false prophet and false god of Christianity. And let me explain that before you start jumping on it. The exodus of Jews from Israel was 6,000 people going through miracles from the purity of pure miracles from heaven, from the hand of God. What we have in Christianity is a man who went down to Egypt and learned magic, and all he did was, they had magic in those days. They don't have real magic. They have deception and sleight of hand. But what he did was he came back and he, these little things, it was magic. He did it. He split. He walked on water, and he and it was but it was a small thing among a bunch of cronies. We have here 6,000 adults going through the Red Sea and having manna from heaven and all of these divine miracles. And what I want to say is that the first commandment says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And Christianity is totally in violation of that. No matter what you say, it's a violation. Who needs that? It's false prophecy, and it was created by a man. And I can only tell you that, and I can only tell you also that because of this, that the false prophet of Islam and the false prophet of Christianity are dealt with in two separate ways with regard to one thing. That one thing is touching kosher wine. What do I mean by that? If a Muslim touches or pours out kosher wine, it cannot be used to drink, but it can be sold or used for other purposes like washing, straining your shoes or something like that. But if a Christian touches the wine because he actually worships his false prophet, that wine must be flushed down the toilet or thrown into the sink. And I just wanted to leave you with that thought. And one other thing that I said in one of my emails is that there is no God but the God of Israel. He gathers in his people, and guess what? He laughs in your face. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome, Tim from New York. I'm, you were honest, and I just an honest thing. You're telling us what's in your mind. But unfortunately, you're incorrect. There's nothing I know more in this world than that I have been translated into the kingdom of heaven by the operation of Christ Jesus in his death, resurrection, and ascension. And there is no more, whatever you say that is, there is no more such thing as Judaism. It is Christianity has absorbed that entirely. And it is, when you say you're a Christian, you said you are a Jew. And you can no longer be a Jew. You said you were a Jew, but that was a lie, because you can't be Jewish by bloodline. You can only be Jewish, which is an operation of faith. You become a Christian through faith. You believe that it exists, that salvation is available, and you pursue it until you obtain it. And when you obtain it, that's the end of your faith and in the beginning of your grace, a state of grace in the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'm there and nobody can take me out of it. You can't, Israel can't, and all the armies of the world cannot remove me from the kingdom of heaven on earth. And I got there through the death, resurrection of Christ, and all that other mumbo jumbo y'all practice is not going to get you anywhere. You're living in the wrath of God outside the kingdom. You're not in the kingdom. You refuse to get in the kingdom. You don't want to share the kingdom with other people and other men and women. Now, that's the real truth of it. Because you don't want to share the kingdom, you don't want to get into the kingdom. You prevent people from getting into the kingdom, and you don't go in yourself. And that's what modern Christianity is doing, too, with premillennialism. It is denying the existence of the kingdom so other people can't get in, and they won't go in themselves. This is terrible. This means that Christ is coming any time. Well, anyway, Chris from Virginia, you're up now.
Hello, yeah. I like to say that, you know, you sit here and think about how to talk to people about Jesus, and it's like, one thing you can say to anybody, secular, atheist, Jew, Jesus existed. He existed. You can prove that he existed. Everyone admits that he existed. You can look at history. He really existed. The only thing for everyone to decide is if he's real or not.
Yeah, or what he did. You know, I mean, of course, Tim said that all he did was they claimed he walked on water and he had 6,000 followers or something.
The first
was a distortion.
The first miracle was changing water and. The first miracle was changing water into wine.
That's right. I mean, you can see what happened. He was offended by. See, this is what Jesus said too. He said, "Blessed is he who is not offended in me." Well, see, Tim was offended by Christ, and that people that are offended by Christ don't get in. They don't get in the kingdom. Blessed is he who is not offended in me. So people that say, you know, Jesus doesn't offend me at all. I like what he said. I like what he does. He makes me feel good. And I believe there's something to it. And you start following it. And the more you follow him, sure enough, one day you wake up and go, wow, that's what that, wow. Then there's nobody ever taking you out.
I'm 50 now, and I became a Christian early. There's so much truth has been revealed and so much I've seen and witnessed in history and politics and just every aspect of my life has just been like, oh, yep, that's true, biblical truth right there. And it's like, but the thing about Jesus, though, you could basically say to anybody, he existed. Whether you believe in him or not, that's on you.
That's right.
That's on you, right? And I like to think Jesus is he's like the Donald Trump of that era, because he was literally calling out the Pharisees and the scribes and saying, I mean, he was calling them out. They hated him. They wanted him dead, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Okay. But that's an interesting analogy. I'll have to think about that, Chris. I'm going to let you go. I got one more caller. I'm going to try to get him in real quick.
All right. God bless.
Thank you, Chris. You bet. Murr from Wisconsin. You got just a few seconds here, I think.
Okay. Hi, Ron. Yeah, that's blasphemy. There's no way to the Father except through Christ, and he always has been. He came in the flesh. God came in the flesh. God is love and invisible, and Jesus came to show us how to be perfect, and he's still here. He's here from the beginning. I did a show with a fellow Ken in Texas who's kind of expert on the Maseroth, which is only mentioned once in Job 38:32, but it's about the constellations and how Christ is in them. You know, it's like a giant clock, and he's always been here. He is the creator and the savior. He and the Father are one. So
that's right.
It's
creator
blasphemy.
And
I have to say something when people blaspheme.
Right. Well, all right. Thank you, Murr. Thanks for telling us that, too. Yes, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All
bye-bye.
Right. It's been a wild show, folks, and I thank you, everybody, for participating. And anyway, let's pray for both Palestinians and Jews, and that there be peace. And we ask it in Jesus' name. See you next time.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.